I remember that morning, it was very cold, and I don't even remember feeling the cold. And we went to the house, and it was so early in the morning, we knocked on the door, and of course, they were all asleep, so it took some time. And I think that's the longest 2 minutes of your life between when you make that first knock and you're waiting for them to answer the door, because you're not sure how they're going to respond to you. It's kind of like when you're on a roller coaster and you get to the very top and you know the downhill's coming. You can see it coming, but it's not yet there. And it's that moment where you're just kind of frozen with anticipation and fear and all those things. Does that make sense a little bit?
Yeah, and then you're all of a sudden just dropping really fast.
Really fast, because as soon as they come to the door, you immediately jump into your rehearse, because you rehearse everything from the moment you're in the car together with the Cal Jason officer. In this case, we had an hour together. You rehearse what you're going to say. You rehearse roles. You think about all that. And so as soon as the door opens up, your instincts kind of kick in, and so you're able to work through those emotions real quickly and just do what you've been trained to do.
How do you take the family through this?
Immediately, you're building a relationship with them. And they always want to seem to reach out, because you represent what their loved one symbolized, you know. And so there's an immediate connection with them. I have, as a chaplain, it's unique for me because I don't actually tell them. That's the notifications officer's job. And it's designed that way so that if there is any kind of negative response, they will tend to push that towards the person that brings them the actual news that their loved one died. And so then I'm there immediately to step in and comfort them and at that very difficult moment. Most of the times there's no words you can say. You don't even say words. You just sit next to them, and sometimes it's appropriate. You know, you might touch them on the shoulder, on the back, or just be there. They'll reach out to grab your hand, or just, I think, being there for them. So the first thing is just to connect with them and help them digest the news.
How many times have you been with a casualty assistance officer to deliver this?
I was trying to count. I would say somewhere between 25 to 30.
And it doesn't get easier.
It gets harder.
It gets harder. How so?
Well, it's like carrying a bag, and every time you put an extra load in the bag. And so I feel like I have a bag that has 25 to 30, you know, lives tucked in there. And, you know, you'd think it would become easier, but I think that as a human, you know, those moments, they change you. Each one changes you. Each one touches you in a different way. And I think that there are times where I'm like, oh, I'll never have to worry about this one again. I think this one's been put away. But then all of a sudden you remember something, or you see something on the news, or you go by even a certain cemetery where you know that soldier or service member lays at rest, and all those things come rushing back. So it never leaves you.
You mentioned that you've helped deliver news to families of 25 to 30 soldiers who've passed on. And these are people that you'll never forget. They're with you in a bag, an emotional bag that you carry with you. Mm-hmm. How do you personally deal with something like that?
You know, some of these young men, and we're talking young men, average age is probably 20 years old, 22 maybe. So you're dealing with very young, and in some cases, you know, I'm 45, so I'm 46 now. So these could be my, you know, my children age. And what really impacts me and what's really changed my life over the last 4 years since I started doing these notifications is cherishing every day. And I was with my wife. We were shopping. And you're asking me how I deal with this. So this is how I cope. I was sitting there on the bench, and I was thinking to myself, as all these people were shopping, that about 2,500 miles from here, our men and women are overseas putting themselves arms away, and tomorrow I could get a phone call that another one has gone. And all these people would not even realize that another life has been given so that our world can be, you know, as peaceful as it is today.